Cities across Florida face a future where they can expect an unprecedented number of days of flooding. WUSF's Steve Newborn reports on a new study released by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
High tide or sunny day flooding is when tides reach up to 2 feet above average and start spilling onto streets and up from storm drains. Of the 15 Florida cities in the report, St. Petersburg faces the highest long-term projection of flooding. It saw 2 to 3 days of high tide flooding last year. By 2050, the risk is projected to increase to between 15 and 85 days a year. Nicole LaBouf is acting director of the National Ocean Service.
As sea level rise continues, damaging floods that decades ago happened only during a storm are now happening more regularly, even without severe weather, such as during a full moon, tide, or with a change in wind and current.
LaBouf says that means cities must be designed with future high tide flooding conditions in mind, like raising the level of roads and homes. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.
You can see maps of where high tide flooding is expected in your neighborhood on our website, wusfnews.org.